Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with it. Devotion.
Up inside.
Transition that real. She transitioned that. When you start speaking to the Lord on that magnitude, and you switch, you know, it was like an entertainment at first. And then you start up there true worshiping. Lord, fill me up. I want you to fill me up. She just kept repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to fill me, fill my cup. You know, sometimes, man. Rev, I know, you know, you're in the midst. Sometimes, Rev, it could be some things that you know can nobody do it but the Lord. I tried, I researched, I looked at it, and Lord, I have to come to you, Lord. I have to come to you, Lord. I have to come to you. Fill me up. Lord, there's some pain here. Fill me up. Lord, there's some heartache here. Fill me up. Lord, I don't want to forgive. Lord, she hurt me. He hurt me. Lord, fill me up, Lord. Lord, I don't know why my job fired me. I don't know why they consider me not in certain things. But, Lord, fill me up. Because I've learned in the lesson time after time, seek you. If I could seek you, and you'll do something for me, you'll add.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to seek your righteousness. And Lord, once I'm seeking your righteousness, I feel like this songwriter, fill me up. I want to be filled with your precious Holy Spirit. It takes that devil. Oh, if you ain't never been in, hey, have you ever been having a load of bar experience? I'm going to gather Rev. That song did something to me, Rev. I'm talking about the prayers of the righteous of that as much. You know, I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost is present. And I'm going to tell you why I know this, because his anointing, it inhabits our praise. If you could just meditate, I've just been sitting here over an hour and a half, just my eyes closed praying.
Just
telling God, I want the people to hear you today. And Rev went through the word. I said, I want the people to hear you today. Lord, remove can block the hearing of the word. Move the busy of life to hear the word of the word. Move. And I picked, this thing was already. These songs last week. We put this thing together last week. So I forgot what song I'm gonna be on. And then look what it says. Fill me up. Sent out a couple texts right a while ago for invitation. God is trying to do something. We as the body of Christ got to get closer, and we got to stay connected. Stay connected. Stay connected. And we stay connected.
Yes.
Oh, my God, how much power is the kingdom building in this thing. I'm going to move out the way and I'll say this, Rev. He's good. He's better than that.
Yes,
amen. Hey, Rev. He moves some things. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Because
thank
I,
you, Lord.
I understand meditation a little better now. Because, Lord, if you
yes,
don't do
sir.
Nothing, move in the service, Lord, and touch someone's heart and say,
you.
I was glad. I was truly glad. I was really glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. And I'm thinking that we are in the presence of God. Somebody said, you ain't no physical. Yes, we are. You know why? Because we're in the spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm leaving this wrong when I say this, real. He's too big of a God to try to hold in Detroit. He's too big a God to hold in Chicago. He's too big a God to hold in California, Alabama, Texas. You know how big he is? He's so big, he's omnipresent. Matter of fact, while you're on your knees, and I'm on my knees at the same time praying about different things, he's there answering both of them at the same time because that's kind of God we see. Either sleep or slumber. Well, why I'm worrying about something all night and he going to still watch and do my business. Oh, yeah, brother. Let me get out of the way, brother. Come on with it, brother. Come on with it, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. I tell you, you woke me up with scripture. I feel this Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I'm happy and I'm excited. Because I know he's doing something because I feel a manifestation of the Holy Spirit and I can hear him moving. I can hear him answering prayer in the name of Jesus. I can hear him answering texts in the name of Jesus. It's something about the love of God. You know, people don't, they abuse that thing sometimes, his love. But his love is so awesome. It's more than what they give it credit. It's God, love of God, chastises. Oh, and the love of God heals. The love of God delivers. Oh, hallelujah. He refrains us in the name of Jesus by his love. Thank you, Jesus, by his. And here, we're still looking at the 16 does the Lord hate in the name of Jesus. But, oh, my God, if you just concentrate on his love, his love will help you not venture into these things that he hates. And when you do venture into them, he has made a way in the name of Jesus for you to get your feet back on track as we'll find as we move carefully in the name of Jesus. And you know what I love about his love? It covers in the name of Jesus. When the adversary would try his fiery darts at us, even try to slow up the body a little bit, God takes that and covers, gives us rest in our recuperation, that we may gain strength. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He shall hide me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Psalms. Just put this on me. Oh, Psalms. generation we shall appear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and failed. Tells us, though, a host should come against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. One thing have we desired, have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Here it is, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Hallelujah. And now shall my head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. Now this is the psalmist's faith. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we're going to pray in a minute, but I had to give what God was giving so strong to me. You know, though he allowed enemies to come, you know, and try to inhabit even our body, even try to pick it, even our health. Oh, hallelujah. But God will use that in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Oh, hallelujah. In the secret of his tabernacle, God love it covers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Father, we come with thanksgiving up on our hearts. Thank you, Father, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. Father God, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we assemble here, Father, we ask you to bless us, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits as we sit down and, commune with you, Father God. Bless us, Father God. Oh, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your love. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your revealing of your word, Father God. Oh, bless us. We'll be blessed. Teach us. We will be taught, Father God. Oh, bless us, Father God. Hide us. Hide us, Father God. Take us through your word, things you want said, bless us to say, things you don't want said, but bless us to keep in the name of Jesus. We want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for this hour. We thank you in advance that healing that you're going to give. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance, voices you're going to restore. Oh, we thank you in advance, Father God, affliction that you're going to lift. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Prayers that you're going to answer. We thank you in advance. Oh, Father, we know you're able, Father. Oh, we're expecting to hear from you. Oh, Father, but we feel that we have already, oh, Father, you have already done the thing, and we're excited about it. Father God, I want to tell you that we love you, and we thank you. We lift this moment up to you, Father God, that it would be pleasing in thy sight. Keep us in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel his Holy Spirit in here, and I thank him not by my goodness, but it's by God's grace. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it. Man, I'm just trembling over here. I can't even hardly see, but I feel his love, the love of God. Hallelujah. pray for me. I try to walk through here. Proverbs, the sixth chapter. Even we'll start at the 16th verse, and because I want us to think about these six things. Does the Lord hate? Does the Lord hate? And we realize that we was reminded yesterday that those are capitals. So we're speaking because back in biblical time they rulers over you, even a husband, the wife referred to him as Lord, you know. But these are capitals. We're speaking about Jehovah. These six things that Jehovah God hate, yea, seven, and abomination unto him. Hate, oh, hallelujah. Strong word. You know, we try to change it up as in dislike, but it's still a part of hate, distest, despise. Oh, rebellion. It's not a good thing to be on this side. Oh, we want to be in his love, but a proud look. A proud look is opposite. He let me know things that he hates is opposite of things that he loves. So only if you've been walking in things that he hates, just concentrate on things that he loves. So proud look as a proud, it's a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfying or result of one's own achievement. You know, he don't want you to think that you've done this thing on your own. But it is the opposite of being humble. Humility is a modest. A modest or low view of one's own importance. Humbleness. Be careful to be humble, and a lying tongue. You know, I'm setting this up for us to think. Proud look, a lying tongue is opposite of the truth, and the shedding of innocent blood. Oh, innocent blood. Not guilty blood, but innocent blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If we would for a moment, can we go to Proverbs? Proverbs 15. Hallelujah. 28. Through.
No.
33rd verse tells us the heart of the righteous setting to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Oh, hallelujah. Evil things. Mm-hmm. See, you know, when you're not humble, you're proud and you're bold and you're forward and you know you're going forward. You're not thinking about whom you hurt or what you say. You're not careful.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah! But that heart of the righteous stood it to answer. But the mouth of the wicked pour that evil thing. You know, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. You want to get a prayer heard from God. Start being humble. You want God to be in your business and to take over, to give you understanding and guidance. Try to be humble. Try to the things in your life that displeasing to God, that cause himself to separate from you. Hallelujah. But if you want his Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in the name of Jesus, try to be humble. Try to see, Lord, what is it that I'm doing that cuts off this communication to you and me? The Lord is far from the wicked, far from the, but if you hear the prayer of the righteous, you want the Lord to hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, God sets himself at a distance from those who sit him at a defiance. You separate yourself from him, he separates himself from you. But if you lean on him, depend on him, seek after him, he is nigh unto you. He's waiting for you to lean, hope, trust, and depend upon him. The verse 30 tells us the light of the eyes rejoice the heart. The light, in the name of Jesus, the light of the eyes rejoice the heart. And a good report maketh the bones fat. Hallelujah. How delightful to the humble soul to hear. If you're humble, if you've been trying to do things, it's delightful for you to hear this. A good report of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it makes you feel good when somebody let you know, hey, man, I was helped. You know, I was helped because, you know, I can see clearly my question was answered, knowing right. that you have done just what you were supposed to do, because let every saved soul do what? Save a soul, and he that winneth the soul, hallelujah, the Lord is pleased in that. The Lord is pleased when we help each other, when we lift up one another, that moves God. Hallelujah. It calls him to look our way. It calls him to consider us when we consider him. It calls him to show a little love and kindness, though he would have came in with correction and whooped you. But if you show a little love, it causes him to hide that multitude of fault. You know, he can look at you. And when you're trying to show a little love, he can have mercy upon you. He would have whooped you. But you know yourself, man, I should be getting whooped for this. But the Lord is blessing me because I showed a little love. The Lord is helping me because I did not try to deceive my brother, but I opened up unto my brother in truth and in love. and hallelujah. Love is not always just going along to get along. Sometimes love has to stand in truth, have to stand in truth and tell that individual you're wrong, or hey, that is not right. That's love, because they and foolish want to stay in the wrong, but when you show them that they're traveling wrong, even if they get angry with you, you still tell them the truth. With love, not with because you want to put them down or make them look bad, but you're a comfort.
Yeah.
You're thinking about, oh man, their soul. I gotta tell them. Hey, man, I got to pull my brother to the side. I got to get him one by one. Hey, man, you know, not before people, but do him like God do you. God take you in the secret. He in the secret,
that's
he lets you know things that are displeasing in his sight, things that are displeasing, that he may help you to be better for him. Hallelujah. And when we help each other be better for him, not for vain glory, but because we want to please him, because we love him, because he first loved us. We want to show forth his mercy because he showed forth mercy upon us. We want to show forth his kindness because he first showed it up on us. How did he show up on me? He took a debt that I owed and I could not pay because my blood wasn't able. And he was sick of so many goats being offered, till he offered a lamb before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, that was good. That was good that he only had to do it once, and he was able to take care of past, present, and future. In the name of Jesus, all those that have been born, it was able to cover. All those that are born right now, it was able to cover. All those that will exist in the future, it's able to cover. The love of God, it covers before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, his love was there for us. And when we move in love and in faith reminds him, hallelujah, of himself. Remember that. We remind him of himself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we were there in verse 30, said the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report make the bones fat. It said the ear that hears the reproof of life abide among the wise. Faithful, friendly, reproves, help, spiritual life, and leads to eternal life. The ear that hears the reproof of life abide among the wise. He that refuses, verse 32, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. When someone is telling you, but yet you want to lean to your own understanding, and when you know deep down within your heart, you know, there's a counsel that's going on. You know when the Holy Spirit, the God of heaven, is talking to you in the name of Jesus. Because you can get away from Reverend Brian. You can get away from Reverend Henry. You can get away from Brother T. You can get away from Sister Mary, Sister Martha, Brother Nutty. Oh, hallelujah, Wayne, Brother Tim. You can get away from those that are trying to tell you, but in secret time, hallelujah. When you're laying down in the seat and God allows you to be troubled within your heart, things that you have heard, know this, you are held accountable. Now you have been brought into the knowledge. He that refuses the instructions despises his own soul, but he that hears the truth getteth understanding. Hallelujah. And that will carry you. Sinners undervalue their own souls. Therefore, they prefer the body before the soul, and the wrong the soul to please the body. They got it twisted there, but they need to be more concerned with the things that God is trying to help them, that they may escape the death that's coming. So they're dead now.
All right.
but that's all right. God is trying to so help us before he have to close the door, before he have to repay evil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's trying to help us before you have to repay evil, and we should be careful with how we take scripture and twist scripture in the name of Jesus, that we may appease some. Hallelujah. But let the Lord God be right in every man, be a lie, in the name of Jesus. It tells us the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. You know, when you start to fear the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord will expose us to search the scriptures with reverence. We search the scriptures because we realize that the word has power. Hallelujah.
Be careful on
pointing someone in the wrong direction. Oh, hallelujah. Uh-oh. But be careful with his word. The fear of the Lord will dispose us to search the scriptures with reverence. We'll be careful how we take his word, and we pray unto him, and we're asking for the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us as we follow. Help us, Lord. Clear the way, Lord. That's how the Lord clears the path. He moves us with the Holy Spirit, of his spirit, that we may, because we don't know every answer, every question, but God knows every answer and every question, what he will not say or what he will hold back. God, if needful, will answer even the unasked questions in the name of Jesus. While we humble place our, when we're humble, When we're humble, we place our all dependence on the grace of God. When we are humble, we are exalted in the righteousness of Christ, not our own righteousness, but the righteousness. We are exalted. So you're going to be exalted because you're trying to consider, God, what do you have to say about the matter? Someone come to you with something. How about tell them, let me pray about this. Let me consider God. Let me see what God would have to say. Not what I have to say, but let me search it in the scripture carefully, God, that I may give things, not of my own, but of you, that will answer all questions. God bless you. Now, I did all that to help us as we walk through the sixth chapter in Proverbs. I did all that to help support now what I'm about to do in the name of Jesus. See, this heart in verse 18, this heart in the name of Jesus. We're talking about more than just a hollow, muscular organ that pumps. Yes, sir.
Hey, Reb, when you were elaborating on that heart, I looked at that too a little bit. If you don't mind, I can add this in here. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I was looking when I was seeing it, it said, God hates the heart that creates evil plans against others.
Sir. In the name
God
of
hates the heart that creates evil plans against others.
Mm-hmm.
When we see this, Reverend, if you don't mind, I'll interject a little bit. When we see this, it's like when you, we always use that word, when the last time you looked in the mirror, you know, come up.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your antidotes of seeing itself first before you start trying to create something for someone else. You know, come up. God hates. When you hear God say these things you are presented to us this morning, my brother, and you hear the word hate coming from the Lord, you got to stop and pause and say, man, I got to consider this thing. Now he's dealing with the heart, Reverend. And when he starts dealing with the heart makes everything else move. Man thinks through his heart, you know. And then you can tell what's in the treasure of a person's heart when he starts speaking in his actions. He or her, you know what I'm saying? So he said, while you making plans, Reverend, you making plans, and you trying to you trying to dig a hole for me, right? You trying to dig a hole for me. You need to be trying to dig two holes. You know what I'm talking about? So one for you, and then, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But I wanted to add that in there, Reverend. God hates the heart that create evil plans against others. And in this world, folks will find some kind of way they could come in, slip in, say things or do things to disrupt God's plan. And I'm talking about his plan is salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Rev, I'm going to tap out when I say this in here. He did it one time, Rev. Can I add this in there, Rev? Because I want to flow with you. Can you add this in there, man? Jesus expressed something to me, man. When you were doing this, I must read this, man. Jesus expressed something to me in Matthew 28, 11 through 15. They was trying to scam. They was trying to find somewhere to say discredit his crucifixion. So they tried to find a way.
Beautiful.
How can we find a way that he didn't die? You know what I'm talking about? They plotting. You know, it's in their heart. You know, they want nobody to believe that he really, really rose. So the plot is here. Let me give you the plot right here. Now, when they were going, behold, some of them was watching, came into a city, and look what it says, show unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when they was assembling with the elders and have taken counsel, look what they did, Reverend. They gave a large money unto the soldier. Now they plotting.
Mm-hmm.
It's something in their heart right there. It's something in their
yes,
heart.
Yes, sir.
They got this money. They go put the money together. We got to discredit this brother because he didn't took all the fame. He said, "Look what he's saying, really saying." It says, saying, say ye, his disciple, came by night and stole him. Look, it says, stole him away while we slept.
That's right.
He said, they plotting, real. They got this so hard. They,
yes, sir.
They created something in their mind. They made a plan, real.
Yeah.
And they couldn't execute this plan. And they got to execute it quickly because he has risen. Look at it said, if this come, look at it said, if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make some security.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Once we do this here, once we capture his mind, I'm going to get out of the way, real. Once he captures
no,
his mind, and once you capture with the hearts of people, now we got everybody to listen to it. Now we got the governor to listen to it. Now we got the trick. The trick is here now. Look what the trick says. So they took the money. So they took the money and did as they was taught. Help me, Holy Spirit. And did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. It's in the book, brother. They try to discredit because he rose. They try to discredit his role. Real, I got to run over, man. But I was saying something there, real. But can I just stick it in high gear for a minute? Let me stick it in high gear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain. And what Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him worshiping him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But some doubted. Oh, don't you know somebody on here probably doubted? Don't you know somebody really haven't got connected to the divine? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because you're going to watch when you let things in your mind, your heart, it'll cause you to say, he thinks he did. She thinks she did. The device of the enemy. So when that comes in your mind, you want to push that out. Because I'm telling you, today is worship time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank
now, this is what Jesus said.
I'm
going. I'm going to hang up when I do this. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore. Help me, Holy Spirit. Go ye, therefore. Help me, Holy Spirit. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. If they ain't got on board yet, he said, teach them.
Yes, sir.
To deserve all things. And whatsoever I have commanded you. And you know what he told us there? And lo, hey, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So we can change the wicked devices. We could change some plans if we get baptized. We could change some plans if we get connected to the commandment. We could change the plan what you just told us about love. Now watch this, real. All we got to do is set them in the heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
now
it.
I'm going, real. I just want to add that in there,
that's
man, because he was doing something, and he was messing with me. I got my little boys there. So, you know, I didn't have no boys. Look like he was itching a little bit. It was scratching a little bit. But I feel like he gave him some help just then. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, he did.
I'll be good, brother.
Yeah, thank
I'll
you,
be
good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we pray for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. I told you we thank him for we hear him answering prayer. God will do that. God
praise
will
God.
Hear the righteous. It's a benefit when you try to live right, when you try to do right. It's a benefit. God will benefit you. He will hear you when you call. Hallelujah. When you don't try to take the wicked devices and turn them around and use them for mischief, but when you try, hallelujah, God will answer prayer. Hallelujah. God will lead you. He will guide you. Just
thank
like
you,
he led us over into that, how it had got down into their hearts. Hallelujah. Matthew 28. Hallelujah. And oh, God is so beautifully working this out. Thank you, Reverend, for that, because I was about that heart, and God let me know He had already put it somewhere there. So I guess, you know, whether it be whether one and two agree. Look how God worked this thing out. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking more than a hollow muscular organ that pumps blood through the circulatory system by rhythmatic, you know, contractions. In a vibrant
feature,
there may be four chambers as in humans. Oh, hallelujah, with the two ventricles in the region of the chest above the heart. Hold hallelujah. The heart, regarded as the center of a person's thoughts and emotions, as Rembrandt so beautifully explained it to you. It had got down in the heart. And then they came up with a plan to do evil, to cover up evil. One thing, when you tell one lie, you got to use another lie to cover it. You have to define yourself with the multiple of the lies, but you tell one truth. One truth. You don't have to remember what you told, but just hallelujah. The truth. The truth we learned yesterday, and in speaking that, it sets you free. It releases you from burdens that you're about to get into.
The
truth. You don't have to keep covering up. You can feel free. You know, it's out there. And I can do something about it. But this heart, that device, that wicked imagination, wicked, Jesus, hallelujah, help us all. That wicked device, hallelujah. When you start forming things, you know, your wicked imagination, when you sit back and think of how, and even your feet get involved, they be swift to go run and spread that mischief. But God, this is what he hates when we're sit back and plotting. Oh, as we learned a while ago, it was reminded over there in Matthew 28, 11 through 16. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm so glad God lets us know, hallelujah, when we error, that we may be some about it. Not that we become more craftiness, but just, hallelujah, when you have been realized that you're in a fault, repent quickly. Hallelujah. But don't keep going in it. This makes him, it's an abomination to him that he has revealed this to you, and then you try to comfort yourself and counsel even within yourself and make excuses while you're in it. Oh, instead of just saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Lord, remove this thing that has overcome me. You know, change that heart. Change that heart, that heart, that deep emotion within yourself. Change that. Fix that, and it'll be easy for you to walk the way he wants you to walk. Change that.
Yeah.
Change that. You know, ask Lord, Lord, guide me. Lord, I don't want this wicked imagination, this vain imagination, corrupting me even more so. But I wanna change it. I wanna do something different. That's why it's needful that you, just as David, as he was wrapped up in so much that he was wrapped up in, as he had
there
been
you go.
To it,
in
the
51st
Psalm of the song, as he had been brought to it, that I've done this thing. At first he's like, who is this that did this? And he told me, it is you, sir. Hallelujah. When he stopped.
Yes,
he hear me?
Yes, sir.
Lord, I have sinned against him. Lord, I have sinned against thee. Thee only have I sinned. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Then when you stop right there, and start pleading for his forgiveness, you know, not that you may be only confident, but that you may be corrected and changed. Plead for it, that you may repent, that the direction that you was traveling, go the opposite way. And one thing about it, I like when you go that opposite way, because it reminds us in a Proverbs, and we were just in Proverbs the 15th chapter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you go that opposite way, when you go that opposite way, when you return back unto him, then you start, how he said, the Lord is far from the wicked. But when you start, when you leave from being wicked and you start running after trying to be right, then you returning unto him. When you're going far from him, but how you return is, Lord, I need you. Lord, I have made a mess of this thing. You returning unto him when you realize that you are the one that the problem is resides in. And when you start to change that because you love him, his love starts to return unto you and starts to draw you. Because why? He said, if I be lifted, you're lifting him in your thoughts. You're lifting him in your mind. You're lifting him because you realize God's way is the best way. You're lifting him. As you lift him, you're desiring things that he loves instead of things that he hates. You're desiring when you lift God. You lift God. You realize, Lord, I'm nothing. I am nothing without you. But with you, I can be everything. And then that draws you back to him. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. You never know when you're going to need him. A lot of times, life happens so fast. Only thing you have chance to say in the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. and that will, if your relationship is right with him, that all needs to be said. But if that heart is right, even if that mouth can't speak, but if that heart is right, he can look upon your heart. Well, he's in distress and he loves me. But he had time to fix that heart. So now I can restore unto him, Psalms 51st verse. Psalms 51st chapter 5. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. David had been caught up. He had been caught up, but when he realized it, he asked, Lord, have mercy. 51:1, and Lord, have mercy upon me. According to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. I'm asking for mercy. I'm lamenting unto you, because of my sins. I need to be washed. In verse 2, he said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge. See, I told you, when you acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me, against thee, you know, I realize I've done it against you, Lord. Even if I harm my brother, Lord, I've done it against you. If I harm the child, Lord, I've done it against you. If I've been disrespectful, if I've been in my own way, I've done it against you, Lord. The only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thy mind be justified when thou speaking and be clear when thou judges. Oh, behold, I was shaping iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, I desired truth in the inward parts. When you put truth in the inward parts, put truth in the parts that people can't see. In other words, put that truth down within your heart that it may go in the secret places that we hide. Oh, hallelujah, that it may remove out the things that are displeasing in his sight. You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And he is purge me. Purge me with hyssop. And I'll stop making excuses for God. Lord, I'll stop making excuses for my wrongdoing. If you purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. And I shall be whiter than snow. If you wash me, Lord, Lord, if you clean me up, if you give me a clean heart, then I'll serve you even better, Father God. I'll able to accept instructions from you. Oh, Father God, it's easy for me to be humbled by you, Lord God, when I just know that I displeased you or I said the wrong thing, done the wrong thing. I can quickly repent because, Lord, I want to be in this fellowship with you. I want to continue to commune with you. Make me to hear joy and gladness. But the bones which thou hast broken, oh, hallelujah, may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me, here it is. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I won't have to worry about the wicked devices and the wicked imagination and my feet being swift to go do the mischief because my heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I have a heart to live for Jesus. I have a heart to, instead of I want to create confusion, I want to help peace be abide, help me love over joy running, where forgiveness can be set up, hallelujah, and we may walk hand in hand as the Master wanted us to do that. We may show love towards each other instead of turning each other down. Mm-hmm. See what I can do to get one up, or see what I can do to hurt somebody. See what I can do to provoke evil. See what I can do. Oh, in the name of Jesus, it can all be fixed. Mm-hmm. We let love abide. We let love abide. Oh, when I can love them when they're cutting on me, when I can love them when they're hating on me, when I can love them, oh hallelujah! I'm gonna get out the way real quick, but just let me give you what God gave me. He woke me up this morning, Psalm 64, and I understand it now. If you hear my voice, oh God. In my prayer, preserve my life from fear of the evil. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the instruction of the workers of iniquity, who wet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at them, and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They consume of lying snares. Privately, they say, who shall see them? They secret, they search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thoughts of every one of them, and the heart is deep. But God, oh hallelujah, shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteousness shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you today, God. We thank God. We thank God. I leave you with that. It's a benefit to do the things that are pleasing to God. Sometimes we just have to say, Lord, forgive me for the way I thought or the way maybe I tried to deceive or the way maybe I tried to, instead of just let you be God, let you be right, let you answer the question. Hallelujah. God can give you the unasked questions. Hallelujah. And let you answer when you do it his way in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Oh, hallelujah. This is what I have in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That we've done a proud look. We've done a lion's tongue. We done hands that shed innocent blood, and today we done a heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We covered Proverbs 15:28-33, and Brian covered Matthew 28:11-16. Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're stopping on this 18th verse unless someone want to go a little farther, or someone want to just tell God thank you, or just be a blessing on what maybe God gave them in this beautiful lesson that he gave us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So if you want to come in, you can hit the what button. If you want to pray, you can hit the what button. If it's something was misunderstood, it needs to be explained in a different way, or you might have something to enlighten us on something, then you can hit the what button. We thank God for the prayers. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for our brother with him. God has laid in his heart. We just ask for y'all to, if you just want to wave your hand and say thank you for another day.
Thank you for the preach word today.
You know, and we always solicit your prayers, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
Again.
It's so beautiful.
The door's been open over 2021 years ago.
All right.
The Bible tells us all we had to do is confess out our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Salvation ours. But with the mouth, man confessed it. But with the heart, man believed unto salvation. And we'd be right here waiting each and every day and saying that you can come. And we will pray with you. Find your home. Find you somewhere someone is preaching God's word. Surely somewhere someone is opening up. If you don't do nothing today, just give God thanks and say thank you for another day. Thank Rev for the mighty word. Thank you,
Lord.
I'm in the middle of this altar. I'm gonna step off there, you know. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. I'll give
but nobody hit the one button yet. Anybody hit the one button yet, though. Yeah.
I'll give who what our beautiful God bless our beautiful angels to be a blessing once again to us. Strength for the weary. Thank you, Lord God. Strength for the weary. Isaiah 40. Oh, hallelujah. 27-31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Hey. Oh, that's so beautiful. If you want to consider someone that can do something about your problem, you know, a lot of times we tell our problems to people that's good to vent, but we need to talk to someone that can do something about the problem. Hallelujah. It says Isaiah 40:27-31 says, who says thou, O Jacob, speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. Oh, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. He giveth strength to the weary. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He blessed us. He said, when life struggles make you weary, find strength in the Lord. And that's it. Hallelujah. It says in the household, he says, in that if fatigue has caused you to forget God, presence and power, why not pause and recall his promise? Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength here, now, right where we are. Hallelujah. I like that, amen. It said, Lord, thank you for that you do not grow weary. Give me strength and faith. Whatever situation I am in today. See, and a real good friend of mine told me, don't let your problem be bigger than God. don't let your problem be bigger than God. But remember, the God whom we serve is able. He is the creator. Oh, even of the eons of time, the ancient of days. Hallelujah. Ain't no problem too big. Because God allowed the problem to be that you can look up unto him and he can get the glory and you can say, God made a way when there was no way. He brought me out when I didn't even see a way, when I didn't even see an out. But God, he lifted me. Hallelujah. He lifted, and that gives you a testimony. Hallelujah. In this test. Hallelujah. Gives you a testimony. He let you be able to bear a little something, and when it gets too heavy, he comes in with renewed strength. Hallelujah. That he may lift that heavy load that seemed like it was overtaking you. God stepped in and lightened up that heavy load. Oh, when you can say, I was sick or I didn't have a voice, but now God has given me renewed strength, and I'm able to say, thank you, Jesus, so clearly. Hallelujah. Because he lifted me. He lifted me here. The view from the end. The view from the end. Lord, have mercy. Oh, what a beautiful blessing. It said the clear view of everything that happens comes from above. Oh, that's beautiful. Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. You have Deuteronomy 8:1-3. God bless you. God bless you. Says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, see there, and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart. Oh, hallelujah, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord, but man live. We thank you, Lord God. Faltations and cautions enforced by the Lord on the dealings with Israel and his promises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the view from the end. Hallelujah. God is so beautiful. God is so wonderful. The view from the end. Hallelujah. He said, God, you will clear the view of everything that happens. It comes from heaven. He said, dear God, please give me the faith to believe that you can bring good out of any situation. Help me to see what you want to show me during adversity. Hallelujah. We talked about that. Adversity, something new. Oh, hallelujah, something new. Oh, man, he's blessing us today. Ephesians second chapter. Hallelujah. Oh, it said we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a benefit. It's a benefit. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. Why not allow God to bless you in that so you don't have to be, so don't have to, if it was meant for you, let it be for your good, that God may work in that. You can see the reality of God in your tribulation, in your heartache, in your brokenness. You can see just what God can do. He's preparing this that you may come to know him just a little bit better, that you may trust him a little bit more, that you may find strength in him. Our rough edges must be chipped away to bring out the image of Christ. See there? Our rough edges must be chipped away to bring out the image of Christ. You know, a diamond ain't nothing at the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. When you have all the flaws in it, you put it in the hand of a diamond cutter, he cuts away the flaws that are in it. And when the light hits it, it shines more brilliant and brighter because it has been in the hand of the diamond cutter. When you put yourself in God's hand and he removes the things out of you, he taught us in these lessons, things that he hates. Okay, now you've been brought into the knowledge of them that you may walk better for him. Remove them things, hallelujah, out of your life, that God may show his love and mercy upon you abundantly, even more so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Amy. Sister Amy, hallelujah. Thank you for these blessings. Something new. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. There be no one will pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Thank
Hold on for a minute, Red.
Yes, sir.
I think, I don't know if it's here. Brother Dick, where you at, man? Where you at, Brother Praise D? The Lord. Brother D? We were tapping on my. No, they do that. They be texting a little bit. He said 1 minute.
Praise the Lord.
In 1 minute. We make an opportunity, you know. Mm-hmm. If you want to say something, you might want to say something.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. But the beautiful still moment that God has blessed, man. Thank you for the Sister Mark, for everything you do, man. You know, because we really appreciate the inspiring nuggets that you send out. Very encouraging. You know, we thank God for the message, man. You know, we have been on here for a little while, and we thank God for the things that went before. The brother here texted in 1 minute, you know. I guess he wanted to say something. Brother B?
Man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He might be on. It'll be all right. We'll pray about it. You know, charge unto our head, not our heart. Charge our head, but not our heart. God is good and all the time. Mm-hmm. God, we're gonna try to finish this thing up tomorrow. You know, The last two. I see you tapped in on that other one, though, you know. I said we, you know, Reverend and I and everybody else on there. You can tap on this one, you know. And we're going to try to make this thing stretch out as far as we can. I hope someone got something out of it. I hope someone is learning something, you know. I am. I love it, man, because to tell the truth, man, this is the first time I ever really just sit down and just study that hard on it. I've read it a few times, but I've never just really just studied it like this. And I thank God for the time we've been in it. You know, Brother Willardaw brought it to our attention, you know, and he wanted to know a little bit more about it. He wanted us to go in depth with it, so we did. And I'm just happy that we went in it, you know, because Every time God said there's things he hates, I need to look at them things. I don't want them nowhere around. If God hates them, I sure don't want to be around them.
Yes, sir.
You know. And when I say be around them, I'm talking about like in my, like me living in that lifestyle, you know.
That's right.
I can be around them to help somebody to see God in a different way with it. Reb is well enough to speak to him too. We thank God for this message. We thank God for everybody coming out. Reb, we're going to hit Brother D one more time. You going to come in? Are you all right? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Okay, then, brother. Don't pray of that. I don't like that. I don't like that house. To pray for us. You know.
Sister Martha sent us, I see this bottom part, she underlined here something new. She said, God takes the brokenness of our lives and also brings us together with our broken and rescues people, oh Lord. And patiently chips away our rough edges. He loves his work. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a God that takes that, you know. What we think is so wonderful, but he awfully takes it together. You don't know how your testimony of you helping someone by the same you overcome. You know, you struggled with this, thus, and thus, but God made a way. It helps them trust the Lord. It helps them believe. It helps them hope. You know, it is no secret what God can do. You know, he's blessing others, but he'll bless you too. He'll bless you.
Mm.
He loves. He wants. Mm. He's standing there. He's still knocking over 2,000 years. He's still knocking. He still says, come unto me, all ye that are laden. Every lady. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. He said, what? My yoke is what? Easy. And my burdens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alike. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank God.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you, Amy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to tell God, thank you. Thank you for blessing, you know, blessing someone else. I hear, I'm telling y'all, I hear him working. I hear his blessings. You know, some say, I see, but I hear. Somebody going to catch that in a minute. I hear his blessings. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. We thank you. We thank you. I hear. We said before we started, we thank God in advance. And God made a way. Remember, you don't mind me letting it out of bag, you know. God bless our brother. He could hardly talk, but God is healing him in the name of Jesus. God is blessing him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Like I said, I hear. I hear his blessing over my head. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God.
Amen.
We thank God.
Amen.
As we bless. I feel his Holy Spirit. I'm going to praise God. If he allow his Holy Spirit to reign, I'm going to let somebody know. I feel the Lord over my head. I hear music.
You made me do it.
No Kentucky hillbilly. That's all we know what to say when you get in something like this. Wow. Well, I am joined in the presence of the Lord. You know, it's kind of like, how many has ever heard of Jaron Davis? Anybody ever heard of Jaron Davis? I think one of the greatest, one of my favorite songs written was Holy Ground. The first verse. As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence. And I knew this was the place. Brother Simba, where his love abounds. For this is the temple. Jehovah God abides here. I know we're the temple, but I'm going to tell you what, I can feel the presence of the Lord when we walked in this place.
Oh, yes, yes.
We are standing on holy ground. You know it, sing it with me. And I know that there are angels
all around.
So let us praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
For we are standing on
holy ground.
I like the second verse too. You see in his presence there is joy. It's beyond all measure. And that his feet on our knees, a peace of mind, it can still be found. It can still be found. I like this. He said, if you have a need, my child, I'll always have for you an answer. Boy, aren't you glad of that today? All you have to do is reach out and claim it. For child, you're standing right here on the holy ground. Come on, let's sing. We are standing. We are standing.
Thank you, Father God, for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what we have experienced. Thank you for how our hearts have been blessed. Father God, how you carefully, oh, Father God, bless us with your word. We said thank you. With your understanding, with the knowledge, with the revelation, we said thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being in our midst. Thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for reminding us of what you hate, Father God, that we may run in the opposite direction of the things that you hate, but run to what you love. Bless us, Father God. Help us. Give us strength, Father God. What we want, what we desire more in our lives to be more pleasing in our sight because we love you. We're so thankful for what you've given us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you for paying a debt that we could not pay. Oh, you took care of something that you did not owe. We owed it, but we said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. And we claim continual healing in the name of Jesus. The good thing you've started, we pray it could continue healing, continual strength, continue, bless us, continue to closer walk with thee is our prayer, Father God, a closer meditation, a closer consecration. Oh, Father God, bless us to be vessels that you want to use in the name of Jesus because we're so thankful for your love, oh, for your kindness, for your grace, for your mercy that you've shown towards us. Bless us not to abuse this mercy and this grace, but bless us to be careful with it. And careful with your word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you, Father God, for the message and the messenger on today. Thank you for, Aunt Martha, Sister Martha, give her everything she needs to keep on being pleasing in thy sight. Whoa, Father God, touch her body. Hallelujah. Cover her in the name of Jesus. Give her strength. Take care of the desires of our heart that to be more pleasing in our sight. Bless our whole household in the name of Jesus. Take care of special needs. You know the things that she needs. We ask prayer up on the Reverend Bride. Continue to give him courage, wisdom, knowledge, strength, and to go on in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. Keep him, cover him. Remove any hindering things. Spirits that would fight against him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And we love you, Father God. Bless all those that turned aside and just wanted to worship thee, Father God. Bless those. Oh, Father God, those that turned aside and just prayed and listened, bless them. Give them strength, Father God. Cover them as they work, Father God. Cover them as they travel. Cover us all as we travel in this spiritual walk. In Jesus' name, we want to just thank you, Father God. Bless us to take this within our heart and use it throughout the day, even muse over it in our hearts that we may be better for thee. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and grant us thy peace in Jesus' name. We do pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God. At the moment, we take a moment. Oh, just listen to God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
I give myself away.
Oh, hallelujah.
I give myself away so you can use. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.